Blog Talk Radio.
It was very late at night. I was sitting outside on a rock. As Stan said, I showed him the rock when he came to my home. And I was just thinking, what did I do? I was crying so my family wouldn't see me. And all of a sudden, I saw a light coming towards me. When I saw the light, I thought it was a car. Because in Romania and in Italy, they always try to run me over with cars. So I thought, they found me here too.
Dar n-a fost mașină,
but it was not a car.
Că lumina m-a cucerit,
the light surrounded me.
Și din lumina m-a auzit aceeași voce.
And out of the light I heard the same voice.
Era același înger.
It was the same angel.
Dumitru, de ce ești disperat?
Dumitru, why are you so despaired?
De ce m-ai pedepsit așa de tare?
Why did you punish me so harshly?
Ce am făcut eu?
What did I do?
Ce nu m-ai lăsat pe mine în pușcărie?
Why couldn't you let me stay in prison?
Familia avea unde să stea.
But my family would have had a home.
Zic, eu n-am un împlecat cap.
I don't have a bed to lay my head down on.
De ce m-ai adus aici?
Why was I brought here?
Dumitru, te-am adus aici că țara asta va...
Dumitru, I brought you to this country because this country will burn.
Ce m-ai adus să mă ard aici și nu m-ai lăsat să mor în pușcărie în țara mea?
So why did you bring me here to burn? Why didn't you let me die in jail in my own country?
Dumitru, taci.
He said, Dumitru, be quiet.
Urcă-te lângă mine.
Get beside me.
Ce aparat a avut, nu?
I don't know what the device was.
M-a tras lângă el.
But he pulled me beside him.
Mi-a arătat toată California.
And he showed me all of California. Do you see what I've shown you? This is a Sodom and Gomorrah.
Păcatul lor a ajuns înaintea lui Dumnezeu.
Their sins have reached God.
Și Dumnezeu a hotărât să-i pedepsească pe
And God has decided to punish them by fire.
M-a dus și mi-a arătat Las Vegas.
He came and showed me Las Vegas.
Aici e Sodoma și Gomorra.
This is a Sodom and Gomorrah.
Într-o zi va...
In one day it will burn.
Mi-a arătat New York.
He came and showed me New York.
Aici e New York.
This is New York.
Aici
This is a Sodom and Gomorrah. In one day it will burn. And then he showed me Florida. This is Florida. This is a Sodom and Gomorrah. And in one day it will burn.
Been listening to the Wake Up America message with Dimitri Dudeman. For a copy of this very important message, please go to our website at handofhelp.com. Never before in the history of our country has our nation been in more jeopardy than now. Please order a copy of the video Wake Up America at the handofhelp.com website and get the warning out while we still have time. This is the Light of Truth radio broadcast with Michael Boldea.
All right, welcome to the program, and thank you for joining us. I am Michael Boldea. This is the Light of Truth radio broadcast. And as always, it is good to be with you. Today is my wife's birthday. I'm not going to tell you how old she is or how young she is. I'm covering my bases. But yeah, my wife's birthday is today, and here I am. So... A lot to talk about, as per usual, because given the time and the season that we're living in, there's always going to be something to talk about. Some things obvious, some not so obvious, but I think it's wise to have understanding about the times and the seasons that we're living in. I think it's wise to perceive and have insight beyond the obvious, beyond the superficial, beyond the surface level, and actually understand what's going on a deeper level and sort of try to put it all into context. Because even though this week, as opposed to last week, it didn't seem like so much was going on, enough has been going on wherein, It's going to be a full hour. If anything came out of last week, I got myself a new alarm ringtone. I just recorded the people screaming and scratching at the doors of the Supreme Court, and that's my new alarm. If that's not going to wake you up, then that means you're dead. And I was talking about this to a couple of friends, and you could see what demonic possession is if you watch the clips of those people protesting on the Capitol steps. If you watch the guttural screams, if you watch the eyes rolling into the back of their heads, if you watch the unadulterated hatred, you begin to understand what possession is. Those people, I do not believe, were in charge of their faculties. Those people, I do not believe, would have or could have controlled themselves had they seen the man they were protesting standing before them. I think it would have been ugly. And I think that the entire narrative in this country has gotten so polluted and so dark. You had, a grade school teacher wondering on Twitter who's going to take a bullet and kill Kavanaugh, who's going to take one for the team, as it were. And it's just astounding to me that this is the level of discourse that we've gotten to. Now, I know it's superficial. I know it's something that you otherwise would not notice lest I point it out to you. But did you see the people protesting last week? It looked like a carny bus broke down and all of them decided to come out and protest. These are not the cream of the crop as far as civility is concerned. These are not people with, mortgages and such. These are people who want to burn it all down. These are people who want to tear it all down. They're anarchists. And this nonsense, because it wasn't nipped in the bud, as the kids like to say, because there was no definitive put to it, is spreading and will continue to spread. And I think that violence is the next step, because these people are already unhinged. These people have already surrendered their mental faculties. And so I don't know how many more losses they'll be able to endure before they go completely off the reservation. If you don't know what's been happening in Portland, that's kind of scary to me, because apparently Antifa took it upon themselves to block streets in a major metropolitan U.S. city, and anyone who would not submit, anyone who would not obey, anyone who would not go the way that this rotund woman in a black shirt told them to, got their cars beat up and kicked, and they were likewise threatened and beaten, because what we talked about a few weeks ago turned out to be more prophetic than I assumed at the time, and that is the notion of mob mentality. Now, if you haven't listened to the news in the last 48 hours, the word mob is one of the blacklisted words now. You have national anchors poo-pooing anyone who would dare use the word mob, and actually calling it the M word. So there's a new unspeakable word now, which is mob, because they don't want to acknowledge what they have given birth to. And I wouldn't put it wholly on the media, but a good 60% of what we see happening is because they steered the news in such a way, and they massaged stories, if you will, in such a manner wherein it inflamed emotions to the point of madness. Look, these people were more than glad to put out false accusation upon false accusation without any sort of corroborating evidence, any sort of due process, without any sort of anything. And anytime you talk to people about evidence, anytime you talk to people about due process, their comeback was, well, it's just a job interview. You don't need due process in a job interview. Well, I've never been to a job interview where they accused me of gang rape. So let's keep it balanced here, shall we? Because they always try to find an excuse for their behavior. They always try to find an excuse for the deplorable way in which they conduct themselves. It was despicable. They took a good man's reputation and dragged it through the mud. And if not for his having had a backbone and a steel spine, he would have simply walked away and everybody would know him as the guy who was accused of raping by one woman and accused of actual, apparently, drugging and gang raping women by another. Now, it took less than 24 hours to disprove these stories. It took less than 24 hours to make people go, all right, these women, a little more nuts than the grape nuts box. But the damage had already been done, and these people kept running with it and running with it because their intent and their desire was singular: to destroy this man. There was no two ways about it. There was no, perhaps they were just reporters, gumshoes, honest individuals trying to do their due diligence. No, it was in your face, attempted destruction of another human being, and they knew. They knew what they were saying was false. You could see on these women's faces that they were making things up as they went along until somebody finally whispered in one of them's ear, hey, don't outright accuse him of something because then he can sue you back. And so it all became very muddled. But here we are. Justice Kavanaugh has been confirmed. I think the plans they'd made to destroy him have splendidly backfired, and he was confirmed. He took the oath of office, and now he's in his new job. But the other side has not relented. And as Nancy, where am I and what's my name, Pelosi, so aptly put it, we never forget. Now, there's more to talk about than politics, but apparently politics is what consumes the news cycle day in and day out. Even a hurricane hitting Florida full bore doesn't seem to have changed the story much. But yes, in case you don't live in Florida, they got hit pretty hard. This thing, as so many have said, came out of nowhere. It was one of those, it was a tropical storm. Things looked okay. We're going to get a little rain. And then all of a sudden, the thing turned into a Category 4. So if you are in Florida, especially the Panhandle, know that you're in our prayers. Because it's not easy having your life upturned. It's not easy, waking up one morning and by the time the sun sets, your home's underwater or it's been blown away by the wind and you don't know where you're going to live. These are dramatic experiences that people go through. These are experiences that stay with you for a very long time. And I was reading something, if I can find it, because apparently, although the rains are gone, other things are happening. There are not, shall we say, pleasant. It's apparently the hurricanes, which have battered the states in recent months, have spawned billions of highly aggressive monster mosquitoes. So I know it doesn't sound like anything big, but even Wisconsin had a horrible mosquito season this year, and you couldn't go outside without just getting drained. And ours weren't, monster mosquitoes. Apparently, these things are five times bigger than normal mosquitoes. So that's kind of big. They're called giant bloodsuckers, and it's, apparently, they have zebra stripes and a voracious appetite. So the people of Florida, although the imminent danger is not there anymore, the after effects are going to be lingering for some time. An expert warns that the pain of a bite from one of these mega mosquitoes, which can grow to more than 1 inch long. That is a big mosquito, kids. 1 inch long is a big mosquito. And an expert says that a bite from one of these things can feel like you're being stabbed with a needle. These giant mosquitoes can strike day and night, and due to their large size, they can bite through clothing and are immune to regular insect repellent. So, in case you were wondering the times that you're living in, take that reality and then go read through Matthew chapter 24 a little bit, just so you can refresh your memory. Undeniable that we are living in times of which Jesus himself spoke. It's undeniable that the things we are seeing occurring throughout the world today, not just in America, but throughout the world, are harbingers of the last days. And so when we take that knowledge, when we take that reality and make it the foundation and the jump-off point of where we go from here, and filter everything through that prism, then we begin to understand that all the turmoil that we're seeing is not accidental. All these protesters and all the violence that's boiling beneath the surface is not something that just happened by chance. And knowing these things and acknowledging these things and being aware of these things, we must also understand that our protection and provision, that our place of safety, is in Christ and Christ alone. I'm not telling you not to buy self-defense apparatus. I was talking to friends the other day and I said, yeah, we're going to do our best to be prepared for any eventuality. And I think that as believers who understand the times and the seasons that we're living in, we should be more prepared than the people of the world. Because those of the world simply believe that this is a passing thing. Those of the world simply believe that things will get better once someone's out of office, or once someone's in office, or once some political party wins an election. But we understand that depending on where we are on the spectrum of the last days, things can only continue the way they have been or get much, much worse very quickly. There are grown men who've lived in this country for an excess of 60 years who say they've never seen it this bad. They've never seen the division this complete. There is no longer room for discourse. There is no longer room for debate. There is no longer live and let live. And you have elected officials, you have politicians, you have men and women who are aspiring to be the next presidential candidate of a given party, encouraging people to commit acts of violence. You have them encouraging people to go out in the streets and physically attack those that they disagree with. And that is a very dangerous position to be in. That is a very dangerous place. Now, It doesn't matter how bad things get. It doesn't matter how much division there is. It doesn't matter how horribly awry any sort of discourse has gone. You can always depend on the Equality Institute to make it worse. So now, and a friend of mine forwarded me this, and I just laughed. So I hope you get a smile out of it. Because we can talk about depressing stuff for the next 40 minutes. That would be easy. Because a lot of stuff is ugly out there. But it's always good to smile once in a while. And as I said, it's my wife's birthday. I'd like to smile. So the Equality Institute has deleted a Facebook post advising the public, you being the public and me being the public, to say pregnant people instead of pregnant women. I'm going to repeat that because it's staggering in its insanity. That's the best way I can put it. The Equality Institute has deleted a Facebook post advising the public to say pregnant people instead of pregnant women. This is in case you thought that the gender war was over, or that the whole nonsense about being able to choose your gender had been replaced with something else. No, once these people have a narrative, once these people have a goal, once they have a target, they pursue it and pursue it until they attain it. They're like a dog with a bone. And right now, the bone which they've decided to gnaw on is this idiocy, this utter foolishness that there is more than two genders. I guess now they're up to 70. By tomorrow morning, it may be 75. And nobody calls out the madness. Nobody calls out the lunacy. Well, apparently, the Equality Institute wasn't prepared for the blowback of their comment, and they attracted thousands of overwhelmingly negative comments. And rightly so. Because when you advise the public to say pregnant people instead of pregnant women, you're assuming that the public is retarded. Yes, I use the word retarded. It's not a bad word. It's just a word. The self-styled global research and creative agency, whose stated purpose is to advance gender equality and prevent violence against women and girls, had advised its over 10,000 followers to try using the phrase pregnant people, because people of all genders can fall pregnant. That is untrue. I'm sorry, Equality Institute. Whoever wrote that should have their head checked. Because no, not people of all genders can fall pregnant. And how do you fall pregnant? But that's another question. You cannot, again, giving these people time and giving these people credence is legitimizing the insanity. Do you understand that? This is an actual institute with 10,000 followers who insisted that people try to use pregnant people instead of pregnant women, because people of all genders can fall pregnant. Oh, and they continued, because they didn't just leave it out there. They said people of all genders can become pregnant because people of all genders can have the reproductive organs to do so. The Institute stated contentiously. These are the times that we are living in. Make no mistake about it, it will get worse. I understand it's hard to believe. You hear something like this, where an institute called the Equality Institute actually put this out. And you know what the scary thing is? they put this out not in jest, not to poke fun, not as a joke. These people put this nonsense out, and they were very clear that they were serious about it. Because if there was like a happy face emoji and a ha-ha LOL afterwards, fine, we're in on the joke, we'll laugh along. But these people doubled down on stupid. And they continued. Consider all people when using language, including trans and non-binary folk, and ensure that your language is inclusive of everyone when talking about pregnancy or anything else. Language matters. Well, apparently so does IQ. So does reason. These people have lost the ability to reason. They've lost the ability of logical thought. Now it continues and it says, the Equality Institute's advice was not well received, with thousands of now erased posts accusing the group of undermining what it means to be a mother, among other things. I agree. The Melbourne-based organization's position on gender cannot be dismissed as a fringe idea from the wilder shores of social justice activism, because the British government has advanced similar proposals to amend the use of language around pregnancy at the global level. What this is saying is that before you laugh your head off, thinking that these are some loons who've been eating kangaroo meat for a week too long, the British government has attempted to advance similar proposals to amend the use of language around pregnancy at the global level. Now, first they passed the law. Then, of course, they criminalize those who are unwilling to obey. This is what they did with homosexuality in Canada and in Great Britain. This is what they did with a lot of other things. And so there no longer remains the notion of free speech in these places. Even if you share a heartfelt opinion on the interwebs, and say, I don't agree with this because such and such. You have actual thought police that will come to your door and arrest you in England for offending someone else. Never mind that they offend logic itself. Never mind that they offend reason itself. No. The fact that your post offended a mentally ill individual who thinks that just because they say it, they're a woman instead of the man that they were born to be, well, because you offended that individual, you get to go to jail. Now, the reason I talk about this and the reason that I wanted to bring this up is because a lot of people in this country, in the church today, don't see how the notion of persecution can come about in America. They don't see how easily everything can shift and what was once legal becomes illegal and what was once lawful becomes unlawful. As unhinged as the other side is at this juncture, if the normal folk hand over power now, I guarantee you it will turn ugly very quickly. Because what you have to understand about the other side, especially in this country, is that they will say whatever they need to say in order to gain power. And they will do whatever they need to do in order to retain the power that they have. Look, the whole 2016 election blindsided them. They didn't see it coming. There's no way any of them saw it coming. They were already planning the celebration. They were gloating. They were popping champagne bottles. They were ready to declare for Hillary at 6 o'clock in the evening. And then over the course of the next 8 hours, their entire world got turned upside down. And I think these midterm elections are going to be the same exact thing all over again. It's going to be replaying the history of 2018. Because these people are preparing to take over power again. And they're preparing to undo everything that's been done over the last 2 years. They've made it known what their plans are. And I think that them losing again is going to drive them to madness even quicker. I hope I'm wrong. I really do. But it's going to be a very ugly time within the next, month or so. Because these people are fully expecting to win either the House or the Senate or both. And I don't think it's going to happen. I don't think for sure. There is certainty that they won't win the Senate. And chances are very slim that they're going to make any gains in the House. Everything that they banked on, everything that they hoped, is being stripped from them. And this is why they reacted the way they reacted to the Supreme Court. Do you realize that there hasn't been a conservative majority on the Supreme Court since, the 1950s? Just let that sink in. There has not been a conservative majority on the Supreme Court since the 1950s. That's almost 70 years. For 70 years, these people knew that in case there was something they really, really wanted, they could always push their case to the Supreme Court and it would likely go their way. Now that certainty has been shattered. They do not have that anymore. And so now their last ditch efforts are what? The House and the Senate. And if that doesn't occur, if this hope is likewise dashed, I think they're shaky world will crumble altogether. And unhinged people are dangerous, especially when elected officials see it as perfectly viable and reasonable to egg them on and encourage them to commit acts of violence. Steel yourselves. Prepare yourselves. Understand that the times we're living in are not times of ease and comfort. Understand that the enemy doesn't sleep. The enemy doesn't go on vacation. The enemy doesn't rest. Makes you wonder where these people get all their energy from. Because they are nonstop. Apparently none of them have jobs. Somehow they subsist. And I know everyone says it's George Soros, but you can't pay that many people and not run out of money eventually. But these are true believers. These are people who believe. They're zealots. And so it doesn't matter what they have to do in order to attain their desired result. And every time they lose, they become all the more emboldened but also all the more unhinged. They become a little crazier with each passing day. And so now, rather than just stand in the middle of the street with pink hats on screaming to the sky, they've resorted to screaming people out of restaurants and physically assaulting those they disagree with. I keep talking about this because it was foretold. We need to understand the power of God within the context of knowing what is to come. All the things that we're seeing, all that's been shaping up within the last year or so, it will have a point of culmination. There will be something that will spark civil unrest in this country. Astounding thing to me is that when this word was given, it was back in 1984. There was not even a whisper of this kind of stuff. See, because now you have a lot of people, even people that have no connection to the supernatural, people that have no connection to the prophetic, they're talking about civil unrest in America for the first time in 100 years. They're seeing that there's no give on other side. They're seeing that the other side doesn't know how to deal with losing. What was it that Hillary Clinton said? After we win the House and the Senate, we can be civil again? This woman was going to be president. Let that sink in for a second. Because I got a lot of flack back in the day when I was telling you it's a binary choice. Pick the one that you think will do better than the other. Oh, no, it was binary choice. One of two. And so far, notwithstanding the economy, notwithstanding the jobs, notwithstanding the low unemployment, we've gotten Gorsuch, and we got Kavanaugh. The economy wasn't doing as well as it is, even if unemployment wasn't as low as it is. We still had these two solid wins that will go beyond this 4 or 8 year term. Because Donald Trump's going to top out at 8 years. That's the most he could be president. But the two men that he appointed as Supreme Court justices, the two men he picked, will likely be there for an entire generation. Granted, anything can happen. As the school teacher in Minnesota so aptly put it, who's going to take one for the team? We know that they're willing to resort to violence already. Ask Scalise. The man got shot at a baseball game. And who was it by? A conservative Christian? Because it's always the Christians, isn't it? That's what the news blames every single time. Oh, the Republicans and the conservative Christians, they're the violent ones. I didn't see little old ladies screaming at anybody. Well, they were just standing there praying. And these beasts with metal in their noses and their lips and all sorts of piercings and face tattoos and disheveled messes of humanity that they were. They were the ones screaming as though someone set them on fire. Let's not get it twisted here. Only one side has resorted to violence thus far. However, and this is a big however, the other side should be very careful of what they're trying to foment. Because once you unleash it, there is no controlling it. And who was it? The former Attorney General of these United States. Keep that in mind. Former Attorney General. Not some lackey. Former Attorney General of the United States actually said that they should start kicking Trump supporters. So what was it? Something about when they go low, we kick them. Some ridiculous thing like that. He was playing to his audience. But Donald Trump sent him a message, and I think it's an apropos message. Because, again, be careful what you wish for. And this is exactly the message that Donald Trump sent to Eric Holder. He better be careful what he is wishing for, that I can tell you, Trump said in an interview on Fox and Friends. That's a disgusting statement for him to make. For him to make a statement like that is a very dangerous statement. Now, what Donald Trump is saying, in a very veiled sort of way, is that if it comes to a tussle between the pink-haired ladies with the piercings and the tattoos and the good old boys with the Glocks and the 30-06s, let's just say that I know who my money's on. Just a thought. But see, it's always these people that are never going to be down in the street getting their heads caved in that are encouraging mob violence. Yes, mob violence. It's the Eric Holders and the Hillary Clintons. You're not going to see Hillary walking up the street with a baseball bat trying to beat up an old man, or Eric Holder for that matter. And eventually, at some point, on a given day, they're going to come across the wrong guy on the wrong day. And it's going to turn bloody in an instant. Because the only reason there haven't been Antifa members lying in the street is they haven't come across the right guy yet. But eventually they will. Sooner or later, there will be someone who's having a very bad day. And they're going to get in his face, and they're going to try to hurt him. And he's going to remember that he's got a little 22 in the glove compartment, and that, hey, maybe it's time to fight back. Just a thought. But these people are getting more and more emboldened. And it's because the individuals who are paid by the taxpayer to serve and protect, or protect and serve, are doing neither. Look, I think the entire police department of Portland, Oregon needs to be fired. I think the mayor needs to be fired. I think the governor needs to be fired. You don't allow mobs to rule your streets. Care if you agree with them or disagree with them. You don't allow mobs to rule your streets. Because once you hand over the reins of power to the mob's not going to give them back. If you have no clue what I'm talking about, just go watch the video. It's insane. These just dregs These welfare recipients dressed in black in the middle of the street, directing traffic, telling people what to do. Because you can see on their faces, there's no way these people are employed. But man, do they feel powerful. Man, do they feel strong. Look at that. We're telling old people and white people what to do. Keep going. Because once they get a taste of that power, once they get a taste of that authority, they're not going to want to give it up. When civil discourse ends, and a certain segment simply wants anarchy and simply wants to burn it all down and simply wants utter destruction, you make an example of them, period. You call up every cop, give them all tear gas and batons, and make them earn their living. Because that's where they get paid, to keep the peace, to serve and protect the average tax-paying citizen who just wanted to get home, said he got his head bashed in and his car broken up because unruly thugs in a mob decided nobody goes down this street. Says who? We do. Who be you? Exactly. Now, another thing happened this week, and that is the fact that our ambassador to the new UN, Nikki Haley, has informed the president of the United States that she will be resigning her position come end of year. And I don't care who you are or what your politics are. I think that you have to acknowledge the fact that she's been a friend of Israel when nobody else was. And that says a lot to me. So as President Trump said, she's done an incredible job and she's a fantastic person, very importantly. She also is somebody who gets it. She's been at the UN from the beginning and worked with us on the campaign. But, it's sad to see her go because she was a champion for Israel. And I don't know who will replace her, but they are big shoes to fill. Because the United Nations is own kind of mob rule. And the only country, the only nation that is consistently derided and looked down upon, the only nation that is consistently chastised and reprimanded by the UN is Israel. And Nikki Haley stood up for Israel, and she really did a great job in defending it. So I don't know. I'm sure we'll find out very soon who will be replacing her. In the least, I would hope that it is another friend of Israel. Because as the saying goes, Israel needs all the friends it can get. It is surrounded by enemies. And every single day, you see them attempting to chip away at Israel's sovereignty. You see them attempting to chip away at Israel's ability to defend itself. Because their intent is very clear. It's not like it's a secret. They want the utter destruction of Israel, and nothing else will suffice. But as long as God protects it, Israel will stand. And as long as we defend Israel, God will favor us as a nation, because this is what he promised. So even though we have our own issues, and even though we have our own struggles, and even though we have our own judgments coming. That's the best way I can put it. We must still stand with Israel because it's the right thing to do. And this is one of the things that I've admired about this administration over the last 2 years. I'm not going to pretend that Donald Trump's a spiritual powerhouse, but instinctively, it seems he knows what the right thing to do is. And though it may not be popular, though he may have opposition to it, he consistently tries to do the right thing. And I think that it was evident in that the embassy of the United States was moved to Jerusalem, and also in the fact that we stood with Israel when few other nations would. We discussed this, 6 months ago? It was us and two other minuscule nations stood with Israel when all the others did not. God will remember, because God remembers all things. So we shall see what this upcoming week brings us. Please keep the people of Florida in your prayers. They are going through a hardship, and I know that's understated, and I know that's not even scratching the surface of what is happening, but you know exactly what's happening because you can see it. The pictures don't lie. Also keep Brother Douglas's wife in your prayers, as well as Brother Douglas. And pray for wisdom. Because in the coming days and weeks and months and years, we will have to lean on wisdom more than ever before. We will have to trust that wisdom will see us through, even when things seem uncertain, even when doubt tries to storm the citadel of the heart. Wisdom will see us through if we cling to wisdom and do not deviate. Well, I wish I could say that good days were ahead. But seeing as the Word of God prepares the people of God for what is to come, we know that anything but good days are on the horizon. Nevertheless, we press on. Nevertheless, we persevere. Nevertheless, we grow in wisdom. Nevertheless, we grow in God. Nevertheless, we learn to trust Him more and more every day. Because we understand that we will not find safety anywhere else but in Him. We will not find peace anywhere else but in Him. We will not find joy anywhere else but in Him. And when we come to that blessed place wherein all things are done in Him and through Him, where in Him we live and breathe and have our being, then all these concerns, all these fears and all these doubts will fall by the wayside. The weight of them will come off us. And we will see how truly freeing it is to come to that blessed knowledge that Paul came to. That for us to live is Christ, and to die is gain. Thank you all for listening. Thank you for taking taking an hour out of your day to fellowship with us. May God bless you. May God keep you. And until next time, and I'm hoping next time is next week, we will be live again. Be well. Gino, it's all yours.
Thank you, Michael. Very interesting. The Dream, July 1st, 1994, Hand to Help website, Dimitri Dudeman. It was past midnight. I could not sleep because I felt inside God was going to speak to me, so I began to pray. After I prayed, I went to bed and fell asleep. I dreamed that I began to hear thunder and see lightning. The earth began to move and shake violently. I yelled to my family, "Wake up, because something's happening outside." When I got outside, there was such darkness I could not see anything. Yet in the great darkness, I could hear the voices of children, women, and men screaming. I told my family to be careful of how they walked. From the clouds that released this darkness on the earth, I heard a powerful voice say, "I'm taking revenge against the sin. I'm taking revenge that they may see my power. With as much as I've blessed them, this is how much I will send destruction. I will send storms, heavy rains, flooding, earthquakes, hurricanes, and tornadoes, because I want them to see my power and know without me they can do nothing. They trusted in themselves and in their own strength. This is why I will punish this place." And listen to this going on. The earth moved as if it were on water. The people lived in complete terror, each one telling the other louder than the other, not being able to understand anything. The earth shook so violently I was unable to walk. Suddenly, in the midst of this tumult, a light appeared, more powerful than any I've ever seen. In the shining light were two men. One of them said, "I came to talk with you. I will send great plagues over America, and I want you to be aware. I'm the one who talked with you in the past, and I'm talking with you now. I told you what will happen in this place. Be cautious, for the time is drawing near." And that's an absolute amazing dream that Dimitri Dudeman had. So I believe without a doubt this is part of what's happening in the United States. Pray for the people in Florida, but pray that our country will wake up. And sadly, God has to allow these great tragedies to get people's attention, to get them out of the not only sin and the partying and the laissez-faire and live and let live attitude, but an attitude and mindset about thinking about God, that God is the one we need to serve and honor and follow and respect and obey. God bless you so much. Thank you for listening to today's broadcast, The Light of Truth with Michael Bobea. If you would like to order a copy of today's broadcast, please visit our website at handofhelp.com. If you have questions about our ministry, you can email us at handofhelpoffice@aol.com or simply call us at 920-206-9910. God bless you.